Benson Garden Club, and this is written by Liz Harrison. Benson Garden Club's talk on the 5th of February was given by Guy Deakins on sexy pollinators. Guy talked about how to attract pollinators and how we need to change the way we garden to make them stay. Many of the statistics he shared with us were depressing. For example, the average size of global wildlife population has fallen by 73% in 50 years between 1970 and 2020. Whilst trying to stem this tide might feel like an overwhelming task, there are many things we can do as gardeners to encourage wildlife. Some of the changes we can make are easy and are already being adopted. For example, when he asked the audience how many used fallen leaves on their garden rather than putting them in the bin, most of us raised our hand. This practice supports wildlife. For example, the St. Mark's fly larvae need untidy garden floors. But Guy said that 20 years ago, he would have received a very different response. Similarly, many gardeners now delay clearing the garden for winter, instead leaving it until the spring. In particular, to support native bees, he reminded us to leave winter stalks standing, keep leaf litter under plants, and never till garden beds in winter. Turning over the soil may inadvertently block the bees' exit holes. Ensuring food sources are available throughout the year is also important. Guy recommended Mahonia for winter nectar as it can flower from November to March. Guy also talked about the growing pest and disease problems. He warned us against overfeeding the ground. If you want to use fertiliser, always read the packet to apply the correct dosage. He advised us to buy plants from reputable, sustainable sources. Note that some grown-on classes of plants can be sold as British-grown when they have been here for just 2 weeks. He also advocated working with our natural allies to fight pests. For example, wasps are predators that get rid of aphids. If you remove the wasps, you unbalance the ecosystem. We were also urged to start looking at our gardens in a different way. If we think about introducing exotics, such as banana trees, we should consider which native wildlife will be able to recognise, adapt and enjoy them. And to make our gardens more resilient to climate change, he challenged the theory that drought-tolerant, sun-loving Mediterranean planting is the solution. Our climate is too wet and too cold in winter. Instead, he advocated using hardier plants, which our native bees will still recognise, e.g. giant scabious. On the 5th of March, we have Rachel De Tame coming to speak to us on gardening for wellness and wildlife. This is a ticketed event, £16 for visitors, £10 for members. Please email us to purchase, contact details below, or buy them in person from Derry's Den, 26 High Street, Benson. Then, on the 2nd of April, we have Sam Mallett on small gardens. Sam's talk is £5 for visitors, £2 for members. Just turn up on the door, no need to book for this one. Both events will be at our usual venue, Benson Parish Hall, OX10 6LZ. Doors open at 7:15pm for a 7:45pm start. Further information about the club and how to join as a member can be found on our website, bensongardeningclub.weebly.com, or please feel free to email bensongardeningclub@gmail.com.